Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mittewald. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ted Wlander. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The catcher, Don Pafletic. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins juggles the ball. That's an error on Hopkins. Tovar moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio catches it and throws to second to double up Killebrew. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Williams reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pafletic moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Pafletic moves to third. Melton moves to second. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morales reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald strikes out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peters moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters is hit by the pitch. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peters moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peters scores. Aparicio moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Aparicio steals third. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Bradford moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jerry Kreider now pitching. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pafletic takes first base on ball 4. Bradford moves to third. Hopkins moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Cardenas reaches third base with a triple. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-1 in the game. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Olander for the out. Cardenas scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Rick Renick pinch hits for Jerry Kreider. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Peters moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bradford strikes out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hopkins for the out. Two outs. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pafletic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Cardenas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Peters covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Peters bunts towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Carew covering, for the out. Morales moves to second. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Williams bunts towards the mound. Worthington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Frank Quilici pinch hits for Al Worthington. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry who is chasing the ball. Quilici reaches third base with a triple. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Quilici scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Killebrew strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing second base. Joe Gratzenda now pitching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pafletic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitterwald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ulander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenas moves to second. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Quilici hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenas scores. Belander moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Rich Reese pinch hits for Cesar Tovar. Cisco Carlos now pitching. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Belander scores. Quilici moves to third. It's Twins, 4, White Sox, 4. Greg Nettles pinch hits for Joe Gratzenda. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles strikes out. Pafletic drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Nettles out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Harmon Killebrew now playing third base. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Melton strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morales moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Osinski now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-4 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Bob Allison. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliva. The throw from Pafletic and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. Two outs. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel takes first base on ball 4. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Osinski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Manuel now playing left field. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Bradford bunts towards the mound. Peronoski fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pafletic hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-4 in the game. Mitterwald strikes out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Ullander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Quilici hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.